Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. And I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, and we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there to our show tonight. We're looking forward to a great night. And what are we talking about tonight, Adrian?
Well, I like to talk about our, before we begin, I like to talk about our guides and our angels and archetypes. And last night I had an experience where I felt like something pinched my leg to wake me up through my dream. And I just want to talk a little bit about that, what you feel with angels and spirit guides, what you get from that.
Yeah, the main thing is we know that we're not alone, and we're being watched over by our spirit guides and our angels, and a lot of times they remind us, you know, by either, you know, making contact with us, giving us a sign or something to let us know that they're around. What do you get?
And do you think that this could be when we're in the astral or when we're in danger, or they may feel that
I think it could be
any time.
Don't always have to be in the astral.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if we were, well, take for instance, if you were going down the road and it was the middle of the day and something told you that you need to go in another direction.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, our, you know, angels and our guides are there to, you know, protect us.
Right. And what kind of messages does our guides and angels give us?
Well, I think they give us, you know, anything that can help us, you know, what we might be experiencing in this life.
Right.
The main thing is remembering, you know, where we come from and why we're here and where we're going.
Well, I just wanted to share with the audience, I found this really cool website, and talking about, you know, now that we're talking about guides and angels, there's a spell that I found really intrigued with. It's called the Casting Instructions on How to Summon a Flower Fairy spell. And it says, finding a fairy in the glen springtime or in the summer is quite easy. Just go into the country or a park. Look for a place where the wildflowers grow. Fairies love flowers, and they care for them the way gardeners look after their garden. An ideal fairy glen will lightly wooden with the shelter from the sun, a narrow valley with stinking silver stream is the very best place to seek the flower folk. But look more with your heart than with your eyes. Feel the amplify as you walk among the meadows to hear the sounds of nature singing to you. It is the softened song of love. You will know the fairies are around when you feel the fields, the birds, the trees, and the flowers are all as one. And then you may dancing in a circle of a sunlight plaza and buttercup bend in the gentle summer breeze. So what do you get from that, Roy?
Well, we know that fairies are really connected with nature.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, that they can, you know, a lot of people think that a lot of these are just from, you know, fairy tales and stuff, but they're real.
Uh-huh.
And they're there to guide us also.
So you feel that there are fairies and there are genies and unicorns, that you feel that they do exist in another dimension, or?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, how do we know that during the past life, you know, we worked really close with them when we were in Avalon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've met a lot of interesting people that, you know, told their stories about, you know, different past lives and different experiences that we had during those lives.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think, you know, that's very real.
Mm-hmm.
What's not real is this illusion that we live in.
Right.
During the astral, you know, that's what's real.
Right. So what you feel is we should all keep our minds open to all kinds of possibilities of things being real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people still don't believe that UFOs and ETs are not real. The reason
uh-huh.
is because they've never met one or seen one up close.
Right.
But yet, you know, a lot of people have probably had a lot of sightings, you know.
Right.
You know, to them, that's very real.
Well, I can relate to that because of the experience I had with my first abduction. And,
yeah.
When I felt like I was being abducted.
Oh, yeah.
So I can kind of relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that these chips that they put inside of people, what kind of energy do you get from that, from the chips?
Well, I think it's just another way of mind control. You know,
uh-huh.
So that people won't remember, you know, their past lives.
Uh-huh.
So they're pretty much stuck in this, you know, reality.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's all, you know, part of that plan.
Right.
So they could have more control over us.
Right.
I mean, people like Ron Paul, I mean, he tells, you know, he lets everybody know what's really going on, but yet the media treats him like he's crazy.
I really like listening to Ron Paul and his messages.
Oh, yeah.
Because, we, you know, with all the years that we've had presidents, we've never heard anything like him before.
No. Because a lot of the truth was being hid from us.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, because some of the things that even Clinton was talking about, he had a lot of knowledge, too.
Oh, yeah.
About the economy. He did a good president, too.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is I think they were restricted as to what they could do as a president.
Yeah.
It was only certain things they were allowed to do or say.
Right.
So in a lot of ways, they were just like puppets on a string.
Right. Well, you know, we can all hope for the better for the economy to improve hopefully people's minds will start shifting and before it comes to that time where it gets too late, where we all have to focus on the survival tactics.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like you say, that's where it's all going to come down to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and maybe then, you know, man will have more respect for Mother Earth.
Right.
Like, you know, the Native Americans did.
Right.
You know, they treat the trees, you know, the rocks, the water, you know, the sky, everything.
Right.
And, you know, living being, you know.
And it's interesting how some of these movies that have come out, how they have so many messages for a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
You know, how they're all infiltrating different signs and synchronicities and messages,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting.
Yeah. So interesting.
Like, I wanted to pull an oracle card for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can get some people that are be interested in having their oracle reading done today. And I'm going to pull a card from our angels. So I feel like there's a message from the angels tonight. And one of the cards that I pulled after I had a prayer was, your prayers will be received when the timing is right. And whatever prayer that may come from God is in His time, in His divine timing. So it's just kind of, it's just telling me to let go and to trust in God. And my prayer. But I'm going to pull one for our radio show. I'm going to look for a good one. Okay, this is the one that I pulled, but I thought this one's really cool. And it says, hey, this is a blessing in disguise. What appears to be a problem is actually part of your answered prayer. You'll understand the reason behind your present situation as everything resolves itself. Trust in heaven's protection and infinite wisdom to your answer to your prayers in the best way. So I like to kind of read that, what that says about our prayers being answered.
You know, and
a lot of that
relates to what's going on in the world right now. You
mm-hmm.
see where, you know, people are losing their jobs, losing their homes, you know, losing
mm-hmm.
a lot of other things, you know.
Mhm. This is what it says. The angels have sent you this card to help you recognize the blessings of the mist that appears and that is challenging you. What has appeared to have lost needed to fall away and will be replaced with something better. Have no fear for your future, but continue praying and following the guidance that comes to you through repetitive feelings, thoughts, visions, and words. When one door closes, another one opens up. The how is up to God with respect to the best way to your prayers that is answered. Release the need to control and predict the outcome to this situation and trust in God.
Now, a lot of people are being led in the wrong direction. They think that, you know, the economy is bad. You know, they listen to the media, you know, jobs, you know, there's no jobs available, you know. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of negative, you know, information being put out there. We have to remember that it's God and the universe that provides us, you know, with and helps us, you know, with, you know, the income or a place to live or clothes on our back and food to eat.
And I think what it's also saying is we need to let go of our control. Our control of, you know, of looking too far into the future and start looking at the present situation on how we can improve the economy and just let go of that control that we have over our future. So if we just let go and let God, then things would be a lot more better.
Yeah.
We'd all be better off.
We have one caller waiting. Do you want to go ahead and invite that caller on?
Okay, caller from the 414 area, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Cynthia. What's your name, please, and where are you from?
My name is Cynthia, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Good, and can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I was just looking. I always listen to you whenever I catch you online, but I just wanted to get an actual tarot reading if I could.
Okay. And what question do you have?
I'm looking at family issues, seeing how they're going to turn out,
Okay, I'm just going to pull an oracle card for you.
Thank you.
And the card I pulled is opportunity to forgive.
Okay.
It says, in this situation, it brings to you the great opportunity to heal and to grow and to release negative patterns. Hold the intention of seeing the other person in inner divine light and goodness. We will help you to release unforgiveness and thoughts and feelings and energies and lift you to your higher place of peace and compassion.
Excellent.
So what do you get from that, Roy?
Well, we know that this world that we live in, you know, that puts us all on a karmic wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn how to forgive so that we could get off that wheel and so that we could ascend into the new world.
I agree.
You know, the main thing
saying is that somehow it's repeating patterns and somehow you need to just let go and let God and forgive.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working on that. I've been working on, well, like I said, I've forgiven. So now I just need to, I guess my thing is that I guess I need to fully turn it over, surrender it 100%. Yeah, to stop that pattern. Because there is definitely a pattern that we had to address, definitely. Yes. Thank you both. Wow.
You are so welcome. And is there anything else we could help you with?
That was a primal thing. I guess that was the only thing. I just was listening. I like how you talk about, you know, metaphysically how we need to be back in alignment. I agree with that 100%, which is why I often call if I can, you know, because it's just, I understand, like you said, we do need to ascend to that next place, and we know that it's getting closer and closer to the age of where we have to be prepared and be back in the wholeness and oneness and, you know, in our purest form. So I just was enjoying the conversation, just listening to the two of you. But that was my biggest thing.
Do you believe in past lives?
I do. I do believe in past lives.
Because I believe that I'm seeing a vision of you in a past life when you were a vampire.
Wow.
And you had your own coven. And I'm seeing that there's a family connection between you and the vampires. And somehow there was some conflict with your family, which is what has brought forth into this life. Which
mm-hmm.
is there was some kind of family disagreement. And I was just going to ask Roy what he feels from that family disagreement or what you're feeling on that.
That's interesting, you know, that this would all come up right now because I'm looking at a card, you know, from my oracle cards, and it's a message from Merlin. Do you know who Merlin is?
Yeah, the musician, yeah.
Yeah. And he was a very powerful magician. But
he was a wizard.
He had a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, I've been told that before too, Roy, that I was some type of alchemist or like musician, magic person or something too. Yeah, but the vampire one was new for me. Okay. I got to go back and read notes about vampires. I mean, I know some things about it.
See, what I'm getting from the magician is that there were some tools that you were missing back in that lifetime in your family circle. But I'm getting that there was something that you've lost that they wanted from you.
Okay.
Some information that they've given you, but you lost it, and then your family circle was really upset with you.
I could see that.
Some misinformation or something. They trusted you with it, and somehow you lost it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Is there anything
Do you ever feel misguided?
Feel like I'm misguided?
Yeah, and like when you're making a decision, you feel kind of misguided.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty common. Yeah, when people do that. Yeah, but I'm usually pretty good with decisions unless it involves like family.
Yeah, that's what I mean with family.
Mhm.
Yeah, so there was some kind of misinformed information that you're still told that you're still missing or something, which is why Merlin came up.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
See, we work with the Ascended Masters too. We work with the angels and the Ascended Masters and the gods. And they
all help us. I just learned about the Ascended Masters. Yeah, I just learned about the Ascended Masters just this week. That was a name that people have been using, and so I wanted to learn more, so I began to research it. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I need to give you that message from Merlin, and the message is... First of all, you know, Merlin is a messenger of initiation and alchemy and is both the magician and the high priest. He is the masculine keeper of magic and has the ability to turn iron ore into gold. Merlin says, you have all you need to move forward. Rejoice that all the elements you require for success are indeed present. You are given notice that when it comes to your life and its purpose, the magical aspect of the Merlin can be summoned to help you. And that's interesting because we were just talking about the Ascended Masters, and just like Merlin, you can call upon any Ascended Master to help you.
Okay.
Now, a really good book, and I'm going to have Adrian tell you the name of this book that I recommend that you either go to the library or buy this book. And what's the name of that book, Adrian?
It's called The Encyclopedia of Angels, Spirit Guides, and Ascended Masters. It's by Susan Gregg.
Susan, G-R-E-G. Okay.
Yeah, G-R-E-G-G, and that's Susan Gregg.
Okay.
And I also recommend The Sacred Contract by Carolyn Meis.
Yeah, I've read that one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and read about that, and that will tell you more about the vampire archetype.
Okay. Awesome. Wow, I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm glad that I called. I got a lot of good. It's just kind of like it snapped me back into where I needed to be, you know? Because like I said, you know, when it comes to family, I'm always like, okay, they always say that I'm like betraying, not like betraying, but like I'm kind of like focused outside of what they're wanting me to focus on. And so, like, tonight I understand now.
Well, the main thing is you have a lot of abilities. The main thing is don't let anyone, you know, tell you, you know, anything less than that, you know, because we are who we are. And, you know, and our mission here is to find out more about, you know, where we've been and where we're going and you know, and why we're here.
Yes.
And that's why I talked about the misguided information, is your family is trying to steal that from you again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've lost it and they want the information. So that's the reason why they're trying to block all your beliefs. And they want you to think like them. And so when you step outside of that box, it scares them because they don't understand. They don't understand you.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
And this is interesting because on the final say that Merlin says, remember all signs and omens sent by the Merlin are but reflections of that which is with you, within you already.
Wow. Now, you know what? I just said something like that today.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Awesome. Thank you.
You're very blessed.
You. Main thing is be in the world but not of it, and wear it only as a loose cloak about your shoulders.
I like that. I'm working on that because I just feel like sometimes I just feel like I don't understand how the world functions the way that it does. Like, I don't understand it, and I guess I get so emotional, and I shouldn't, but I just want everything to be, like, in balance, and people know that you shouldn't treat people in the world the way that we do. I thank you both for letting me know that's true about my family. And whenever I say, no, this is not what I'm not giving in, they always, like, gang up on me.
Yeah, what they do is they condemn you.
Yeah.
Like, and they crucify you like they did Jesus. And that's where we're being crucified just like he is on the cross. And we turn to the cross and we ask for forgiveness. And we forgive those and we remember the cross. And the cross is all about forgiveness and being merciful.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, be merciful just as your father was merciful, you know, and if they can't be merciful, then how do they expect to receive blessings? How do they, I mean, that's one of the things is how do they expect to receive blessing when they can't be merciful?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And that's why I said I had to forgive. You know, I forgave, but it still like was like, oh, why am I always forgiven? Like, why am I? I'm not going to talk to them anymore. I'm just gonna just stay by myself and move forward and do what I have to do because I know this is what God wants me to do. But like, then I just feel like they all gang up on me, like I'm, you know, so
many. And that's interesting because Merlin says that the answers you seek are not found in obvious places. It's time to go within through meditation and prayer and ask the spirit world of the Merlin's magical influence to send you signs and omens to help you chart your course.
Yeah, that's another confirmation too today. Yeah, that's another confirmation today. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Like I feel like you. I really feel good. Okay.
You feel like a parachute ready to take off.
Yeah, I do. I just feel so excited. Like, now I don't want to go to sleep because it's like, I just want to just, wow. Thank you.
Well, the main thing right now is to spread your wings and fly with the eagles. Because that's where you belong.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are welcome, and we wish you a very joyful and happy life.
Thank you, and the same and blessings be upon both of you. Thank you.
Namaste.
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 Are you there, Ed?